with electrical supervisor Marshall Senth from the city of Valley City. And the last couple of days, there's been just these power glitches and some small power outages from time to time. Tell us what's going on, Marshall.
So we're set up with the perfect conditions of building ice on our power lines here. And what's happening is it's building up on these insulators and is tracking down and causing these brief momentary outages.
So we need some sunshine?
Absolutely. The more the merrier. Doesn't need to be warm. It just needs to be sunny.
So what have your crews been busy doing, trying to take some of it off, or to explain that?
They've been going out town where the lines are really sagging and beating off the ice as best they can. Obviously, there are certain areas we can't get to, so they're doing what they can to minimize that.
There's some access to these with the winter conditions or whatever. It's kind of hard to get to them.
Yep, because where you're seeing it is primarily on the outskirts of town. And basically, we got a line running out the lagoon. They were out there for probably 3 hours, just constantly beating the ice off of it.
Really? Yep. Okay. And then talk about this, the substations, the south side one in particular.
Yep. Like I said, I brought you down to the downtown sub. That's running perfectly. It's purring right along. Go up to top of the hill where the frost and ice is built up on the lines, and there's a lot of static going on. You can definitely hear it snapping and going to ground.
So in the next couple of days, we're supposed to get cold weather. That's actually welcome news?
It can be, hopefully. I mean, if we have this weight, hopefully it cracks and breaks off the lines and, mm-hmm. and dissipates. Basically, we just need sun.
Okay. Yep. All right. So anything else to add?
Nope, just bear with us here. There's really nothing we can do. We just need to pray for some sunshine.
Very good. There's Marshall Senth, who's the electrical supervisor for the city of Valley City, with that update on the electrical outages or power bumps the city residents have been experiencing over the last couple of days.